AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The man who invented the Heimlich maneuver has died in Cincinnati. Henry Heimlich's son said he suffered a heart attack earlier in the week. Heimlich came up with a method to help choking victims in 1974, but it wasn't until earlier this year that he actually had to put it to use.
I got my arms from behind her.
Arms around me.
Made a fist.
Right above my belly button.
Tape from WCPO-TV, Heimlich estimated the maneuver had saved the lives of thousands of choking victims in the U.S. alone. Henry Heimlich was 96. Yesterday, the Pentagon claimed China stole a Navy drone in the South China Sea.
It is ours. It's clearly marked as ours. We would like it back.
China says its military seized a Navy unmanned underwater glider to ensure the safe navigation of passing ships. More from the AP's Michael Rubin.
They said they did not know what this device was. They seized it, they investigated it, and then they said that upon determining that it was a U.S. Navy drone, they decided that they would return it to the U.S. in an appropriate manner.
The drone was seized while collecting unclassified scientific data. Today in Columbus, Ohio. That is the sound of Marines marching in front of John Glenn's hearse. A memorial service will be getting underway soon at Ohio State University for the former astronaut and former senator who died last week. Severe weather has been deadly in Ohio and in Maryland. In Baltimore, two people were killed when a gas tanker skidded off an interstate highway and exploded. It's not clear if icy roads in the area were to blame for the crash. Two people died in crashes in Indiana, one in Columbus, Ohio. Syrian state TV reports evacuations from East Aleppo are still suspended until rebels allow people in two besieged Shiite villages to leave. This could be a grumpy Christmas for travelers in Britain. Labor unions are threatening to disrupt airports and other ways of transportation. This is AP Radio News. The man convicted of the Charleston church shooting in South Carolina is looking ahead to the next phase of his trial.
Dylan Roof has sent a message to the judge in his case saying he will not ask jurors to consider his mental health when they decide what his punishment should be. Roof, who will be acting as his own attorney, says he'll not call any mental health experts in the penalty phase of the trial. In a journal that's already been shown to the jurors, Roof spells out his racist beliefs, including his thought that psychology is a Jewish invention that tells people they have problems when they really don't. A jury convicted Roof of hate crimes and other charges Thursday. The penalty phase of that trial begins on January 3rd. I'm Diane Keplay.
Numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show deaths from drug overdoses have increased by 33% in the past 5 years across the country. But in some states, like New Hampshire, the jumps have been nearly 200%. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.